The cultural highlights in our region this weekend include a one-woman show, a film festival, funk and soul concerts, readings, lectures, plus a whole lot more. The annual 9-day-long Film Columbia Festival kicks off this weekend, presenting 50 world-class independent and international films, plus post-screening Q&As with acclaimed artists and special tributes and events all within walking distance of each other in the charming downtown of Chatham, New York. Festival highlights this year include Shoplifters, this year's Palme d'Or winner at Cannes, an emotionally rich drama about a tightly knit three-generation family of small-time thieves who adopt an abandoned and abused young girl. Also of note this year are The Hate U Give, inspired by the Black Lives Matter movement, Widows from Oscar-winning director Steve McQueen, an edge-of-your-seat heist thriller set against the backdrop of politics, passion, and blood, and Cold War from Oscar winner and this year's Best Director at Cannes, Pavel Pavlikowski, a love story set in the 1950s and early 60s about a relationship compromised by a political system that perverted human emotion and loosely based on the director's parents' experience. Brooklyn-bred artist Sharif Keys draws equal inspiration from James Brown and Wu-Tang. Together with his band The Groove, he's earning a reputation for high-energy live performances that transport audiences to the golden era of funk. Catch Sharif Keys with his band in Club B10 at Mass Mocha in North Adams on Saturday night at 8 p.m. Actress Jane Atkinson, known for her roles in House of Cards and Madam Secretary, stars as legendary Texas Governor Ann Richards in Anne, a one-woman tour de force written by Holland Taylor and staged by Wham Theater in the Teener Packer Playhouse at Shakespeare & Company in Lenox, Mass., tonight through Sunday, October 28th. 10-time Grammy Award nominee Michelle Andege-Ocello has just released Ventriloquism, one of her best albums since her phenomenal 1993 debut, Plantation Lullabies. On Ventriloquism, the Hudson Valley resident, known for her lush, subversive, and sublime brand of soul and funk, tackles covers of songs that redefined black pop and R&B in the 1980s and 90s by artists including Prince, Janet Jackson, TLC, Tina Turner, and others, offering a fresh perspective from her unique musical vantage point. She truly makes these songs her own. A reviewer for NPR put it this way: she reawakens the rhythm and the blues by returning songs to their original sender, wrapped in different packaging. Check her out when she performs these and other numbers live in the Fisher Center at Bard College in Annandale on Hudson, New York on Saturday at 8 p.m. Also, novelist Sabina Murray reads at Simon's Rock College in Great Barrington tonight at 7 p.m. Museum visionary Tom Krenz lectures on art, money, oil, and guns, the saga of the Guggenheim Abu Dhabi, Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown. And National Book Award finalist Anne Lauterbach will read from Spell, her new collection of poetry, at Oblong Books and Music in Rhinebeck, New York, on Tuesday at 6 p.m. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.